Next today, gas prices. They're free falling, and it looks like they're only going to get lower. The U.S. national average for a gallon of gas was $3.26 one year ago. It's about $2.67 now. By next spring, analysts predict it'll be below $2 a gallon. Why? U.S. oil production, for one thing, it's booming. Even though a method called hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, is controversial, it's yielding a lot of oil. Also, the price of crude oil, the biggest factor in the price of gas, it's dropping. There's less demand for crude in Asia and Europe, where economies have slowed down. All this is good for us drivers. It's not for countries whose economies depend largely on crude oil sales. The Smithsonian Institution, the largest museum complex in the world, has a new way for you to wrap your mind and your hands around history. It's using three-dimensional imaging to scan everything from Abraham Lincoln's facial structure to a T-Rex toe. And if you have access to a 3D printer, you can use it to create replicas of priceless and matchless museum artifacts.
I hate to look at the crass commercialization part of this, but we're a few years away from like really, really good Halloween costumes.
It's up and coming, yeah.
How long does a president have to sit for this?
It took from the minute he walked into the room until we were done with the process 7 minutes.
7 minutes.
So here we've lured Jake Tapper out of his natural habitat, and we are scanning him. So what we have here is a handheld 3D scanner that is part of the technology that we used when we actually were able to scan the President of the United States. What it's doing is it's projecting a pattern onto the subject, and then cameras are actually tracking the way that that projection deforms, and that's how you get a 3D image. And we're actually collecting about 16 3D images per second.
What 3D capture really represents is scientific accurate measurements. So for us, it's a way to document our collections, and it's a way to engage the public in these collections. And those two life masks tell an incredibly compelling story about how the Civil War aged that man. And now that we have that data available and we allow schools to download it and 3D print from that data, it's a completely new way for students to connect to history. They can 3D print a Lincoln life mask, they can hold it in their hands, they can trace the deep furrows on Lincoln's face to understand the impact the history that man lived through had